In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
He's Seth Payne, Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast this morning. We'll be with you the rest of this week. Looking forward to it. If you'd like to be a part of the show, hit us up, 713-572-4610, 572-4610. Feel free to send in your texts, and hopefully before the end of the week, you'll be able to chat with us and watch the show again on our YouTube stream. Having technical issues with that, and we're efforting to try and get that resolved. So hopefully we do soon, and we all get back to normalcy together. I just looked down, and I didn't realize this. You know, it's just time is a warp, a lot of stuff going on. But we are really almost inside 1 week before Texans training camp is set to begin. That's crazy in and of itself. I can't believe we're already here. Yeah, almost inside a week. I mean, it's July 10th. It's going to be July 18th before you know it. Texans
Sean,
do yep, start Sean before Pendergast, everybody else.
Sean Pendergast and I will be out there doing the show from just on the sideline of field number 3 there.
Yeah.
At training camp. So it'll be fun. I always look forward to that because we're out there before the sun really gets going.
Yeah.
Usually, it's a 2-hour show, and right about by like 7:56, I'm ready to get the hell away from any sun and under my parasol for the next hour until practice starts.
Yeah, there's
a parasol this year.
There's a lot of perks to having a morning show, and during football season when you're doing a live broadcast at training camp, that is definitely one of them. Is that
it's really cool.
You're out, you get to see everything, but you beat the heat. Which is huge. And then you're going to go join the rest of us and stand along the sidelines and watch practice and stand in the heat. And at least you don't have to do a 4-hour show in it.
Yeah, I know. When In the Loop does their show, it's a nicer environment than it used to be. They used to put us in like a little sweat hut. So by the midday show, we'd have like the sun glaring into this tiny little tent with nothing but, yeah. I'm guessing like 120 degrees by 1 p.m. or so.
Mm-hmm.
The fun thing about being at training camp, the thing I like the most is kind of just watching before and after practice. The before practice, the interaction of the players and their coaches and everything, and just, you know, kind of start to see who's buddies with whom. But then afterwards, like last year, watching Derek Singley and the way he worked after practice, where every day, you know, after going through an entire training camp practice, he'd be out there with a young receiver just working on hand fighting releases, like all these little nuanced parts of the game where they're not killing themselves, but he's just, you could kind of see how seriously Derek Stingley takes his business, because he's not like a huge hashtag grind on Instagram type of guy that's gonna tell everybody about how hard he's working. He's very quiet, doesn't really say a lot in press conferences or, mm-hmm. or interviews and everything. You could just kind of see, like, okay, this kid's he's a football nerd. He just really likes the technical side of football. And you weren't able to see it early on last year because of injury. But, man, in the second half of the season, he really poured it on. You could see just what a technician he is.
Yeah, no question about that. Somebody that is very excited to play alongside one of his newest teammates, Azeez Al-Shaair. Big Texans pick up this offseason. Free agent linebacker. There's some good audio here, Seth, that I want you to set up for the people that came by way of Cody Davis on Locked On Texans this week. Cody Davis had Azeez Al-Shaair on, and it was a really fantastic interview. We played the audio much earlier in the show and definitely want to give people an opportunity to hear it. And so if you can, just go ahead and set this up for us, because I know we have two or three different audio clips for the audience this morning.
Yeah, so the first one is Azeez Al-Shaair talking about D'Amico Ryans, and it's an interesting look into kind of the way, you know, D'Amico, for not being a guy who's a yeller or a screamer, is still a very demanding position coach. So this is him talking about D'Amico when he was the linebackers coach in San Francisco, coaching a young Azeez Al-Shaair.
If he could, he'd go out there and play tomorrow. That's the type of mentality that he has. It's just like this urgency, and he talks about it all the time, but since the urgency, he used to beat that into my head when I was a rookie, and me and Dre Greenlaw, all the time, since the urgency. And so he takes so much time to make sure that you know what you're doing, because for him, it's everything. And so at the beginning, it's so like friction, because you're just like, bro, what's wrong with this man? Like, I remember he used to be me and Dre like all the time. And I mean, it'd be times when he ready to just like slap him upside the head.
You know, and the funny thing about that is D'Amico's talked about how he's had to learn to back off a little bit. And I think some of the progression of D'Amico from his first year as a linebackers coach, because Azeez Al-Shaair's rookie year was D'Amico's first year as a linebackers coach.
Mm-hmm.
One thing you learn in coaching kids or players over time is, all right, you can't fix everything all at once.
Yeah.
And, you know, like this, we learned this year about how they've, going into the offseason and OTAs, they give every guy one big thing that he's supposed to work on. You know, like focus in on that big thing, your pro-grow tape. And I think that's probably where he's learned that you gotta pull back a little bit and just focus on what guys can manage. But he's still going to be just as demanding and detail oriented in that one thing or whatever he's coaching that day And that really, I think the thing that permeates the entire team, when you're a head coach, as a defensive-minded coach, you wonder, okay, exactly how much does that filter over to the offensive side of the ball?
Yeah.
It's simply the attention to detail. The biggest difference from college to the NFL is, man, like, the guys who are good are generally, yes, physically gifted, but they really pay attention to the details. And you got to do it when you're tired, and you got to do it when you're injured. And when you've got a coach who's just preaching that constantly over and over again, it's the same thing you hear about Andy Reid. Like, Andy Reid, big, lovable, fat guy, right? No. Pain in the ass to play for because he's so hyper-focused on getting the details right.
Yeah, and he runs an incredibly difficult camp and in practices. You know, we've heard, we've seen from multiple counts over the course of his time, even just in Kansas City. But, you know,
that's a shock to people sometimes when they hear that Kansas City is kind of the consensus hardest training camp in the NFL because the Andy Reid doesn't have that outward appearance. I think likewise, you know, depending on how much you're in pads or whatever, that can all change. But really the hardest thing is when you've got a coach that's just on you about the little details because you can never let up. You got to be hyper-focused all the time.
You know, in terms of D'Amico Ryan stressing urgency with his team and Azeez Al-Shaair being very familiar with it from his time together back in San Francisco with Ryan's, we were talking yesterday about just the number of Texans that are, you know, the more cagier veteran guys on this team now as it's been currently assembled by Caserio and Ryan's with this roster construction. You know, the 30 some odd year olds in various roles, capacities on this team, whether you're a 35, 36 year old Case Keenum or you're a 34 year old D'Amico Autry, whatever the case may be, there's guys all over the place in the secondary, defensive line, linebacker core, offense, you know, all over this team. To me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, please, that it makes it that much easier to convey that message and have it stick when you've got a lot of guys that are in all the meeting rooms that have a championship pedigree, that have played in big games. But then it's also compounded by the fact that, you know what, this team, they played in big games last year too as a very young group at a lot of key positions. And so I think all that really bodes well, and it's a point I really wanted to make yesterday. Like, I like the fact that this is a very veteran-laid group at all positions, really. And having such a young, fresh head coach in D'Amico, it's a really good marriage.
Yeah, and I think that's something where D'Amico and Caserio probably right from the get-go saw eye to eye on, because we saw that with Caserio in the first 2 years he was here. Mm-hmm. You know, people would wonder, why is he signing all of these veteran players to one-year deals? And it looked very apparent to me that he wanted to be sure that the young guys they were drafting that they hoped would develop into good pros needed guys, even though they might not be on the same level or caliber of a Danielle Hunter, for instance, they were guys that were like Jerry Hughes, guys that, you know, who the Texans re-signed a couple days ago, guys that were very established pros that could impart wisdom to the younger guys. Mm-hmm. And then I think, Sean, the other like double effect you get with that is that what the Texans have been doing that works to D'Amico's benefit just as much as him being a former player is that he coached a really good defense in San Francisco. So they've got this teach tape. When they're trying to show guys how to do things the right way as they're teaching the defense last year, like the proof is in the pudding. The coach who coached that really good defense is showing you examples from that San Francisco 49ers defense about the way it can work. So it's not like he's just, you know, promising you heaven without giving you like the actual picture of it. He's actually got proof in the pudding right there. And Azeez Al-Shaair is one of those guys, too. You know, these guys, Christian Harris last year was watching teach tapes of Azeez Al-Shaair and from the 2022 San Francisco 49ers. So that helps a lot. I think that's one of the things I've liked about D'Amico's coaching style more than, like, almost anything, is how much he understands that guys learn by seeing and imitating. The same way you learn how to walk, same way you learn how to talk, like, you learn by imitating. Human beings learn by imitating other people. And, like, D'Amico very much understands that, I think. And that helps being a former player. Because I remember, I remember having conversations as I got older and, like, you know, coaches would actually want my opinion on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt like defensive linemen, especially because I think the majority of us have, like, either diagnosed or undiagnosed ADHD to some degree. Like, we learn better by doing. And
I always thought that was a problem, by the way, that, you know, a coach or somebody, a teacher would tell me, like, do it this way. And
yeah,
you try, and it's like, I know there's a method to the madness in doing it just that way as well, like, do what you're told kind of a thing, but you actually have to go. I have to go do that. And maybe the most perfect example in the guy that did the best of explaining it away this past season for me that just hit home was Dalton Schultz. You know, when he was talking about, I had to go out and mess up routes, you know, and he made practices a little bit longer and made a joke about, you know, D'Amico probably hating him or Bobby Slowick probably hating him at multiple points last year because he had to go screw up a route, go screw up a play to understand what he was supposed to do and then get it right. You know, you hear the saying, well, you need to do it until you get it right. Well,
yeah,
a lot of other successful and elite players and coaches will tell you, no, you need to do it until you don't get it wrong. And
that takes a lot
of time.
That's, well, you know, like, I could go on to do a podcast episode on this because there is a lot of, like, they've learned more and more that even in coaching, like, yes, you've got to correct mistakes, but sometimes the best way to correct a mistake is to focus on showing a guy examples of when he's done it the right way. Mm. Like, practicing doing it the right way is way faster and more effective than pointing out the mistakes. And so that's where the teach takes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
tests come in too. You're just watching other people do it the right way and then trying to emulate them. It's just faster. It doesn't matter whether it's softer or no, old school, whatever. It doesn't. I don't care. I don't care. It just, it's more effective. And I think D'Amico understands that, whether he's actually read about it or he just learned that from being a player. I think he really, really gets that part of it. And it goes a long way. Yeah, like with the defensive line, where I just, you know, and I had an old coach my last year with the Texans, Bob Karmelowicz, who was just an old, raspy, angry dude. Oh,
I remember that name. Yeah.
He was awesome. But, like, he was a crotchety old man, you know. He was, like, old, really old school. And I kind of convinced him that, like, listen, man, I know we've got a lot of mental errors out of a lot of these jackass rookies. I think we just need to do more just walkthroughs. Like, as a defensive line, you just go out in the hallway, you put some cones down, and you just walk guys through what they're supposed to be doing based on formation and everything, and just getting into the plays. And guys respond to that a lot better. I mean, most humans probably do, but again, defensive linemen, we have a special challenge, I think, in trying to... I mean, think about defensive linemen. Typically, your most impulsive, short-term attention span group on a football field on average.
Right.
And... okay, how are we going to teach them? We're going to sit them in a classroom and show them X's and O's and have them transfer that from their brain from the two-dimensional image to what they're going to be doing there on the paper. It's dumb. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Take a bunch of guys who hate the classroom and stick...
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this... we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm in a classroom for 3 hours. And I think there's something to be said for that. The other big thing that got me excited about Azeez Alshire. Ben, we'll skip to three here if we can.
Instead of rushing Azeez through it, Seth, if you want to, we can do it on the other side.
Because we got a break anyway.
We'll do what
I got excited about with Christian Harris.
Yeah, because it really is such good audio. And I thought particularly on the third cut that you just wanted to play, you did such a great job of breaking it down. I don't want to do a disservice to the audience, so I want them to get the best version of this. So we'll do that coming up next. A couple of things. Azeez Alshire, who was on Locked On Texans with Cody Davis, on keeping the window open, and Christian Harris, his thoughts on playing with him, and who D'Amico Ryans thinks has been the most explosive. We'll let you hear from him on that next. It's Sports Radio 610.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
He's Seth Payne. I'm Sean Bajani, in for Sean Pendergast. And the rest of the week, looking forward to it. It's been a lot of fun. We've got you for another 30 minutes. Coming up next segment, we'll do a little crosstalk with the fellas from In the Loop. I do believe it's B. Scott and John Lopez once again today. I know Adam Spillane is going to be in that role, I believe, on Friday. We're moving all over the place as people are trying to squeeze every last little bit of vacation they can out before Texans training camp begins, which I just mentioned this, and it's still kind of crazy, almost inside of a week. Tomorrow at this time, Seth Payne, we will be 1 week away from the beginning of Texans training camp. That's pretty cool stuff. And
thank God, because it's been desolate in terms of NFL stuff. Even like half the stuff we've played from the NFL in the last couple of days has been from Hard Knocks or just, you know, various interviews. Like I really appreciate Locked On Texans doing this interview with Azeez Alshire, because I think Azeez is a really, I just know this from my YouTube channel, like Texans fans really, when they got a chance to listen to Azeez Alshire talk in his press conference, that like they were like, oh, I get what D'Amico's talking about. This is a guy that really cares.
Yeah.
He cares about the younger players. And yet it doesn't move the needle as much as, you know, say, hey, Azeez Alshire made a big play in a preseason game. People like that news more so than like, hey, he's a great guy.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Of course. Yeah. I would say this, too, and before we get back to the great audio, imagine what this little period without football waiting for training camp to start would be like if, in fact, we didn't have, like, good Astros baseball to discuss along the way. Thank God that we've had that situation going on over the course of the last month, because it really could have been bad.
You would have been talking about the 2014 offseason, July in 2014.
Oh, Lordy, yeah.
The Astros were a non-factor in anything, and the Texans were coming off a miserable start. Although we did have Bill O'Brien coming in, and we were all, everybody had the highest expectations, yada, 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 while still having the knowledge that every other former Patriots coach sucked as a head coach, it was still something new. So, yeah, you're right. If the Astros were awful right now, if the Astros had stayed 10 games below, it would be really, really miserable right now. Thank you, Astros. Thank you as an Astros fan for everything you've done over the last 7 years. But as a radio host, thank you for turning this season around. Yeah.
Yeah, giving us something to look forward to each and every night, man. No matter who they're playing, it's fantastic. And big tip of the cap to a guy like Ronel Blanco, who continues to be a huge bright spot in a very dwindling rotation for the Astros at this point.
He's a huge, sweaty, purple-haired bright spot. For those of you who missed the broadcast last night, Ronel Blanco, or Blanco Purpura, as I call him now, was magnificent. He let up two solo home runs, but that's neither here nor there, because on the whole of it, he had a very good evening, giving you seven solid innings.
I'm willing to bet you money the hair is a different color tonight. He went out and bought the right dye.
To be on the mound with a little tuft of purple hair coming out of the back of your cap.
Yeah,
it's a different to walk around with it all day. I don't know if he's a walk around with purple hair.
I was digging it, man. I don't know. I kind of hope he keeps it, man, for a while. It's
Julia
working.
Morales. I think I caught the tail end of Julia explaining it, and I think what she said was that he had ordered the wrong hair color accidentally or something.
Yeah.
But he ended up showing up at the ballpark all decked out in purple. So he owned it, you know?
Yeah.
There's one thing about pitchers. They don't lack for confidence.
No.
And I think he just said, well, if it's going to be purple, then purple it is. I'm going all Barney on this thing.
100%, man. Hey, well, let's get to these last couple of bits of great audio from Azeez Alshire, who was on with Cody Davis, Locked On Texans.
So this is Azeez talking about some of the things that it was a little bit of deja vu for me, because I've been in this same position, being the older guy explaining to younger guys just how brief your time in the NFL is. This is Azeez Alshire talking about how quickly the window closes.
I played for San Francisco, and we went to the Super Bowl, and I thought, man, it's just going to happen all the time. I've never been back to this. You got to take full advantage of every opportunity. I think that's just how he is. He's so passionate about everything that he does. I think that was probably, like, he's the best teacher that I could have possibly had or asked for in those early years, because he allowed me to be able to, like, pick that up, where I feel like you meet a lot of guys and they don't have, you know, the hardest thing to get by or get through a rookie's head or a young guy's head is like, bro, you don't have time. You think you got time, but you really don't.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It goes by in the blink of an eye.
Mm-hmm.
You start thinking, man, if you have a 10-year NFL career, that's a good long career.
Yeah.
If you can get more than that, it's incredible. And man, each year that's 10% of your time in the NFL clicking by if you make it 10 years. And as I hear that though too, I think about, man, I think about like the various times you say that to young people and they'll nod their heads. You know, they're not getting it. There's not like there's a certain part of it that like it's impossible to really appreciate it when you're young.
Yeah.
It's not something that you really appreciate until you're old, but it's still a good message to hear to kind of impress the people the urgency that you have to have. And like, especially guys that are on the bubble and everything. For a guy, if you're on the bubble because you're a rookie free agent or you haven't had an opportunity yet, I mean, you've got 2 or 3 years max. It's a little bit longer these days because the practice squads are expanded. But if you don't have that, if you don't have that halo around you because a coach on the squad likes you or something, you got to show up and you got to make a play today. Like that was honestly, Sean, that was the best advice I got as a young guy was the veteran players saying, "Listen, man, listen, don't get too hung up on the mental errors and everything. You're gonna make them. You got to get better at that, but you got to show up. Like every single practice." You have to show up. You got to do something. If you're in the last period of practice and you haven't made a play yet, figure out a way to make a play because you got to show up on film. And you know, some guys get the message and some guys don't. It's especially during training camp. There's no waiting for the preseason game or anything. Like, you got to make a play every single day that you're out there.
Yeah, that's huge. You know what? I told you the story earlier about my grandfather and just kind of his rookie year in the major leagues. He went to the World Series, and very similar to what you heard from Aziz Alshire in that clip is what my grandfather told me that was his kind of impression and his thought, like, man, this is awesome. Like, this is the way that it is. You know, my rookie year, I'm in the World Series. And it's funny because I was watching Sandlot with my boy the other night. First time he's 4 years old, first time he'd seen that movie. I think it was yesterday. We're sitting there watching it yesterday, and you know, there's that part where Benny the Jet is in the bedroom and he's sitting on his bed and he's having this dream and Babe Ruth, you know, is in his room and he's going through like, you know, what it's like to hit a home run and be in a big moment. And, you know, the great ones, you know, get an opportunity and they seize it. Right. And he's just basically trying to tell Benny the Jet, you know, jump your ass over the fence and go get the baseball kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And he's going through the whole home run thing. He's like, man, when you make contact, it's like, you feel like you're going to, damn it, if you don't feel like you're going to be there forever. And it's the same thing, man. Like, you're telling me as a young player in the NFL, that first hit, you know, when you sack a quarterback or when you stick a running back right in the guts and you knock him back off of the line, damn it, if you don't feel like you're going to be able to do that every single time, that you don't feel like you're going to be able to do that forever and you don't know how many more reps you got. That was very cool to hear that from Aziz Alshire, that he's already been through that experience and he's got the guy that taught him it ain't forever. You got to work for every single play you're going to make. You got to work for every opportunity that you're going to get. I love to hear it.
You know, I've never seen The Sandlot, which is it's been on my list of things that I realized, like, okay, yeah, that's a big gap in my collective. Yeah, our group of Sports Radio 610 listeners, I gotta get on the same page as them. But you painted the picture marvelously. But now I have to go watch it and see if the scene lives up to the way you described it.
Oh, it's way better than I described it.
Well, who knows though? Sometimes I don't know. Like every time I've seen so many different actors do like the Winston Churchill speech about we will never surrender.
Oh, yeah.
By the time I got around to hearing the actual speech, I was kind of like, John Lithgow did it better. Yeah. I don't know. I feel bad. I mean, obviously the circumstances were different. And Winston Churchill saying it for real. But I feel like John Lithgow did Winston Churchill better than Winston Churchill did Winston Churchill.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so let's get to this last clip, man, because this is my favorite. Okay.
So Christian Harris, who had a big, big surge in productivity in play midway through last season. One of the reasons I think D'Amico wanted to bring Aziz Alshire in was because Aziz Alshire can take over some of D'Amico and the linebackers coach's responsibilities in coaching young guys like Christian Harris. This is Aziz Alshire talking about Christian Harris's explosiveness.
He was saying like Christian Harris was like the most explosive linebacker he's ever coached. And I'm sitting there like, really? Like, it kind of, because that's a, it's a to me, that was a bold statement. To me, it was always, nah, Jerry Greenlaw, pound for pound. When he said that, it was like, hey, like, it kind of like, I'm like, okay, I'm watching, really, like, see what this is about. So, you know, now being here and being with him, man, like, explosive. Like, he literally is literally that, you know, explosive as heck.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that's the thing about Christian Harris. And great job by Cody Davis getting that from those clips from Locked On Texans, the Locked On Texans podcast. Good listen. Like Christian Harris does have that Dre Greenlaw's level of athleticism. What Christian Harris didn't have in his first couple years in the league was D'Amico Ryans. And we were kind of waiting and seeing those first few weeks of the season, like, okay, can D'Amico have this magical effect on a linebacker when he's not actually a linebacker's coach or a defensive coordinator? When D'Amico is, distracted by all of the duties that come along with being a head coach. And we saw it midway through the season, man, it just clicked for him. And D'Amico talked about it this last offseason about how he just learned to have confidence in his reads and learned to just let all that athleticism fly. And it got better and better on into the, I mean, Christian Harris is one of the only bright spots of that Ravens game, you know, some of the plays that he made in the first half of that game especially.
Yeah.
It got me really excited about Christian Harris for this year.
It got me excited about Christian Harris for sure. It should get every Texan fan that much more excited about Christian Harris in particular this upcoming season. And that's compounded by what we've already observed, the progress that we've seen Christian Harris make week in and week out, even last season, especially the second half into the postseason. You could just see like the light bulb come on for Christian Harris, where he went from, being a guy that could make some plays for you to being an absolute disruptor on a defense. And now you add an Azeez Alshire. Coming up next segment, Seth, you know, while Azeez Alshire's talking about, like, Harris being one of the most explosive linebackers that D'Amico Ryans had ever coached, and maybe one of the most explosive linebackers that Azeez Alshire is going to get a chance to play alongside, who exactly is Azeez Alshire to you? Who would you compare him to? We'll get into that next on Sports Radio 610. Stay put.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Seth, you have greatly disappointed some of our listeners by recent admission of having not seen The Sandlot.
Did Seth go home, never seen The Sandlot? What? You talk about sports, that's like a politician not being able to lie. Makes no sense.
I love that
mythical. We're going to have to ask Lopez about this. Lopez, when he was on with Nick Wright back in the day, at one point claimed that there was a sports radio host out there who was actually blind. And, I can see how that might work. You know, if you just listen to the radio broadcast and everything, you can paint a picture in your mind, but I'm skeptical of it. I gotta press Lopez on that 5-6 years later.
I would not discount that. I'll just say this, because I used to do a podcast pretty regular with a guy who had formerly done a podcast with someone that is blind. It's crazy. Like, he's fantastic. You'd never know. He could talk Astros to this day just as if he's sitting there next to you watching the ball game. It's pretty crazy.
Well, it is, yeah. If you're listening to a good radio broadcast, they're painting the picture for you of what's going on in the field. So, yeah, I was skeptical of it until the more I thought about it, when Lopez, I can't even remember the whole conversation. It might not have even been Lopez. I realized, that's actually way more doable. You know, like, half of what you talk about in sports, you've only seen on television anyway. Yeah. It's not, which is in and itself just a recreation of something that actually happened in real life.
I actually took a little bit of joy in the fact that you have not seen The Sandlot, and people are making fun of you for it, because it's kind of a running bit on Area 45 at night with Patrick Creighton, that multiple times in the course of a show, Patrick is going to drop like a movie quote from something, and he'll look at me in a very precarious way as like, is Bajani going to understand this reference? And 9 times out of 10, I don't, because I have not seen the movie. And so he starts to do it on purpose these days, knowing that I'm not going to get the reference. And so he won't even give me an opportunity now. He's just like, all right, what's the movie? And I'm like, I have no idea. And then they will berate me for 5 minutes. And
that's why I love this job so much, that as a matter of professional duty, I went and watched the entire Office series, like the entire series of The Office, the American version.
Yeah.
I didn't go watch the Limeys do it. Because I realized like how many references I missed by not getting Office references. So I had to do it just to be able to better relate to our listeners. I had to be able to recognize an Office quote. So I'll do that with The Sandlot. I'm sure I've been missing out on lots of Sandlot references.
But you know
when somebody's making a reference and you don't quite get it and you just nod and laugh?
Yes.
That's me a lot with a lot of Sandlot references.
Yeah, well, I wonder, is it going to be counterproductive? I mean, one, you need to do it. Maybe not for the references, but you just need to do it because it's a great movie. But I'm wondering if it's for me going to be counterproductive. Like, I have a lot of catching up to do. One of our listeners, Irwin, shout out Irwin, gave me the complete box set, DVD set of The Sopranos, in which I cracked open the very first night that I got it and I watched the first episode, but I've not done anything since. And mind you, this was 5 months ago. So I don't know how many Sopranos references I'm missing out on. But I just need to see that because it's The Sopranos. It's one of the greatest shows ever made. So I've been told.
It's honestly, and I would say this isn't going to be a popular thing to say when you hear it at first, but it will be this is my set. No matter how you feel about things, no matter where you are spiritually, I do think that it's important to understand. To have an understanding of the Bible simply because of it's just so much, it's ingrained in so many stories, in so many references and everything else. If for no other reason, I'm not trying to lead you to heaven here or anything, but just for no other reason than to understand the culture around you, it can be very valuable. Now, obviously, there's other more, there's loftier reasons to do it, but if for no other reason than just to be able to understand some of the symbolism and some of the just the psychology of people or what have you. It's along those lines. So basically, those are my two big things I need to do in life are study the Bible more and watch The Sandlot.
And,
somewhere on equal par there.
Yeah, they're on equal par, 100%. Well, not if you listen to the text from the 614. If these people cared about drinking and driving as much as The Sandlot, we'd be in good shape. That movie isn't that good anyway. Reference to our conversation in regards to Mike Gundy's dumbass comments yesterday at Big 12 Media Day.
About the thousands of times he's driven drunk in his life and didn't even realize it.
Yeah.
Because he didn't know. And honestly, I don't think it's true. I think he confessed to something that he probably hasn't done. He just doesn't know how to read a BAC calculator.
Right.
He just, I could tell by his description of going through the BAC calculator that he doesn't know how to use a BAC calculator. So I think he's, I don't think he's driven drunk as many times as he weirdly said that he had.
Yeah, maybe not. He just doesn't really care about how much, however so little, you're over the legal limit. He was like, in Oklahoma, the legal limit is 0.08. He was 0.1. Yeah, that's over.
Versus where his player was, which was over the limit. Yeah, as in some states, it's 0.1. It was almost like he was running for Oklahoma State Legislature on the promise of keeping the BAC lower, the BAC limit, or raising the BAC limit. I'm the guy that's going to allow more drunk people on the roads than anybody else.
Yep.
0.11 or die.
So we were talking last segment about we played some great audio from Cody Davis from Locked On Texans. He had Azeez Al-Shaair as a guest on. And the final clip that we played was Azeez Al-Shaair talking about Christian Harris and how explosive he has become. And that, according to D'Amico Ryans, Christian Harris is the most explosive linebacker that D'Amico has coached. And Azeez
including,
was like...
including Dre Greenlaw.
Yeah, and that was a thing. Azeez Al-Shaair was like, nah, Dre Greenlaw is the guy that comes to mind first until he saw Christian Harris kind of in action and on film. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay, I see what D'Amico is seeing. So I'm going to ask you the question, Seth. When you watch Azeez Al-Shaair, who... who does he remind you of? Who do you think he reminds D'Amico Ryans of? And before you answer, the reason why I really ask that is if you remember multiple times over the course of last season, D'Amico Ryans would unpromptedly, many of the time, reference Fred Warner, a linebacker that he obviously coached, helped, you know, see massive amounts of progress from in San Francisco. Do you think D'Amico sees a little bit of Fred Warner in Azeez Alshire, or who is a good comp for you?
Honestly, I think that he probably sees a lot of himself in Azeez Alshire. Uh-huh. I think, like, athletically, it's a little too ambitious to call Azeez Alshire a Fred Warner. Honestly, it's way too ambitious. Fred Warner is a freak. Fred Warner was at BYU, they had to invent a position for him because Fred Warner was a safety/slot corner/linebacker. I believe they called it the flash position when he was at BYU. And it was built like a middle linebacker. So, like, that's, I think that that's the role he'll play. Like, he'll play the same position as Fred Warner. But I don't think it's fair to just project all of a sudden Azeez Alshire is going to be first team all pro or anything. I think if you look at D'Amico Ryans, like, D'Amico Ryans was a guy that didn't have ideal size for a middle linebacker. But was a lot more, he was a lot more explosive than Azeez Alshire. But the calling card for D'Amico really was his A, his football IQ, and then B, just his sideline to sideline, just nonstop guy that was a menace all over the field, and a guy who also liked to just lower his shoulder and hit people really, really hard.
Yeah.
Like, the kids who only know D'Amico from his press conferences and everything, if they haven't watched D'Amico's highlights on YouTube, would be alarmed at how violent D'Amico was as a football player.
Oh, like, yeah, D'Amico, something's not adding up there, right?
Yeah, D'Amico is the consummate, like, knew how to divide those two worlds. Like, between the lines, he was an absolute antisocial monster. He just relished destroying people physically. And then he steps off onto the sideline, completely different dude. He can divide those in his mind. That's where he's a good role model in a lot of respects, too, is not just as a linebacker, but as a guy that knows how, like, understands the duality of man, you know? You can tap into that caveman side of you, but then as soon as you step off the football field, you're the perfect gentleman.
Yeah.
I think Azeez Alshire is a lot like that. He's not extremely physically gifted. I don't think he's capable of being as good in coverage as a Fred Warner or a Dre Greenlaw, but as a guy that can be calling the plays on defense and tie everything together and also just hit people with just a certain level of violence, I think that's where he is. So I don't need him to be all pro. I don't need him to be a guy that all of a sudden surpasses everybody's expectations. He just needs to be that solid, steady, technically sound linebacker that A, produces for your football team, but B, is a really good influence for guys like Christian Harris, who is that freakishly gifted physical specimen.
You know, I remember thinking multiple times, you know, watching Azeez Alshire just even last season and specifically against the Texans, this guy's a bitch. Is it possible,
like,
that,
in a good way?
In a very good way. He's a problem. But is it possible that in this system with D'Amico Ryans that we see I'm not going to say different, but I will say an enhanced, an optimized version of Azeez Alshire? And then what does that look like? Because if you already thought this guy was a...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yes, yes, yes. All right, so let's get to this last clip, man, because this is my favorite. Okay.
So Christian Harris, who had a big surge in productivity in play midway through last season. One of the reasons I think D'Amico wanted to bring Aziz Alshire in was because Aziz Alshire can take over some of D'Amico and the linebackers coach's responsibilities in coaching young guys like Christian Harris. This is Aziz Alshire talking about Christian Harris's explosiveness.
He was saying like Christian Harris was like the most explosive linebacker he's ever coached, and I'm sitting there like, really? Like it kind of, because that was a bold statement. To me, it was always Jerry Greenlaw pound for pound. When he said that, it was like, dang, like it kind of like, I'm like, okay, I'm watching, really, like, see what this is about. So you know, now being here and being with them, man, like explosive. Like he literally is literally that, you know, explosive as heck.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Christian Harris, and great job by Cody Davis getting that from those clips from Locked On Texans, the Locked On Texans podcast. Mm-hmm. Good listen. Christian Harris does have that Dre Greenlaw level of athleticism. What Christian Harris didn't have in his first couple years in the league was D'Amico Ryans. And we were kind of waiting and seeing those first few weeks of the season, like, okay, can D'Amico have this magical effect on a linebacker when he's not actually a linebacker's coach or a defensive coordinator? When D'Amico is, distracted by all of the duties that come along with being a head coach. And we saw it midway through the season, man, it just clicked for him. And D'Amico talked about it this last offseason about how he just learned to have confidence in his reads and learned to just let all that athleticism fly, and it got better and better on into the, I mean, Christian Harris is one of the only bright spots of that Ravens game, you know, some of the plays that he made in the first half of that game especially.
Yeah.
It got me really excited about Christian Harris for this year.
It got me excited about Christian Harris for sure. It should get every Texan fan that much more excited about Christian Harris in particular this upcoming season. And that's compounded by what we've already observed, the progress that we've seen Christian Harris make week in and week out, even last season, especially the second half into the postseason. You could just see like the light bulb come on for Christian Harris, where he went from, being a guy that could make some plays for you to being an absolute disruptor on a defense. And now you add an Aziz Alshire. Coming up next segment, Seth, while Aziz Alshire's talking about like You know, Harris being one of the most explosive linebackers that D'Amico Ryans had ever coached, and maybe one of the most explosive linebackers that Azeez Al-Shaair is going to get a chance to play alongside. Who exactly is Azeez Al-Shaair to you? Who would you compare him to? We'll get into that next on Sports Radio 610. Stay put.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Seth, you have greatly disappointed some of our listeners by recent admission of having not seen The Sandlot.
Did Seth go home, never seen The Sandlot? What? You talk about sports, that's like a politician not being able to lie. Makes no sense.
I love that
mythical. We're going to have to ask Lopez about this. Lopez, when he was on with Nick Wright back in the day, at one point claimed that he says there was a sports radio host out there who is actually blind. And, well, I can see how that might work. You know, if you just listen to the radio broadcast and everything, you can paint a picture in your mind, but I'm skeptical of it. I gotta press Lopez on that 5-6 years later.
I would not discount that. I'll just say this, because I used to do a podcast pretty regular with a guy who had formerly done a podcast with someone that is blind. It's crazy. Like, he's fantastic. You'd never know. He could talk Astros to this day just as if he's sitting there next to you watching the ball game. It's pretty crazy.
Well, it is, if you're listening to a good radio broadcast, they're painting the picture for you of what's going on in the field. So, I was skeptical of it until the more I thought about it, when Lopez, I can't even remember the whole conversation. It might not have even been Lopez. I realized, that's actually way more doable. You know, like, half of what you talk about in sports, you've only seen on television anyway. Yeah. It's not, which is in and itself just a recreation of something that actually happened in real life.
I took a little bit of joy in the fact that you have not seen The Sandlot, and people are making fun of you for it, because it's kind of a running bit on Area 45 at night with Patrick Creighton, that multiple times in the course of a show, Patrick is going to drop like a movie quote from something, and he'll look at me in a very precarious way, as like, is Bajani going to understand this reference? And 9 times out of 10, I don't, because I have not seen the movie. And so he starts to do it on purpose these days, and knowing that I'm not going to get the reference. And so he won't even give me an opportunity now. He's just like, all right, what's the movie? And I'm like, I have no idea. And then they will berate me for 5 minutes. And
that's why I love this job so much, that like, as a matter of professional duty, I went and watched the entire Office series, like the entire series of The Office, the American version.
Yeah.
I didn't go watch the Limeys do it. Because I realized like how many references I missed by not getting Office references. So I had to go and do it just to be able to better relate to our listeners. I had to be able to recognize an Office quote. So I'll do that with The Sandlot. I'm sure I've been missing out on lots of Sandlot references.
But you know
when somebody's making a reference and you don't quite get it and you just nod and laugh? And,
yes.
That's me a lot with a lot of Sandlot references.
Yeah, well, I wonder, like, is it going to be counterproductive? I mean, one, you need to do it. Maybe not for the references, but you just need to do it because it's a great movie. But I'm wondering if it's for me going to be counterproductive. Like, I have a lot of catching up to do. Like, one of our listeners, Irwin, shout out Irwin, gave me the complete box set, DVD set of The Sopranos, in which I cracked open the very first night that I got it, and I watched the first episode, but I've not done anything since. And mind you, this was 5 months ago. So I don't know how many, like, Sopranos references I'm missing out on. But I just need to see that because it's The Sopranos. It's one of the greatest shows ever made, so I've been told.
It's honestly, and I would say, this isn't going to be a popular thing to say for when you hear it at first, but it will be. Like, this is my set. No matter how you feel about things, no matter where you are spiritually, I do think that like it's important to understand. To have an understanding of the Bible simply because of it's just so much, it's ingrained in so many stories, in so many references and everything else. If for no other reason, I'm not trying to lead you to heaven here or anything, but just for no other reason than to understand the culture around you, it's also, it can be very valuable. Now, obviously, there's other more, there's loftier reasons to do it. But if for no other reason than just to be able to understand some of the symbolism and some of the, just the psychology of people or what have you, it's along those lines. So basically, those are my two big things I need to do in life are study the Bible more and watch The Sandlot.
And,
somewhere on equal par there.
Yeah, they're on equal par, 100%. Well, not if you listen to the text from the 614. If these people cared about drinking and driving as much as The Sandlot, we'd be in good shape. That movie isn't that good anyway. Reference to our conversation in regards to Mike Gundy's dumbass comments yesterday at Big 12 Media Day.
About the thousands of times he's driven drunk in his life and didn't even realize it. Because he didn't know. And honestly, I don't think it's true. I think he confessed to something that he probably hasn't done. He just doesn't know how to read a BAC calculator.
Right.
He just, I could tell by his description of going through the BAC calculator that he doesn't know how to use a BAC calculator. So I think he's, I don't think he's driven drunk as many times as he weirdly said that he had.
Yeah, maybe not. He just doesn't really care about how much, however so little, you're over the legal limit. He was like, in Oklahoma, the legal limit is 0.08. He was 0.1. Yeah, that's over.
Over is where his player was, which was over the limit. Yeah, like, is in some states, it's 0.1. It was almost like, it was like he was running for Oklahoma State Legislature on the promise of keeping the BAC lower, the BAC limit, or raising the BAC limit. I'm the guy that's going to allow more drunk people on the roads than anybody else. Yep. 0.11 or die.
So we were talking last segment about, we played some great audio from Cody Davis from Locked On Texans. He had Aziz Alshire as a guest on, and the final clip that we played was Aziz Alshire talking about Christian Harris and how explosive he has become, and that according to D'Amico Ryans, Christian Harris is the most explosive linebacker that D'Amico has coached. And Aziz was like,
including Dre Greenlaw.
Yeah, and that was a thing. Like, Aziz Alshire was like, nah, Dre Greenlaw is the guy that, comes to mind first, until he saw Christian Harris kind of in action and on film. And he's like, oh, yeah, okay, I see what D'Amico is seeing. So I'm going to ask you the question, Seth. Like, when you watch Aziz Alshire, like, who does he remind you of? Who do you think he reminds D'Amico Ryans of? And before you answer, the reason why I really ask that is if you remember multiple times over the course of last season, D'Amico Ryans would unpromptedly, many of the time, reference Fred Warner, a linebacker that he obviously coached, helped, see massive amounts of progress from in San Francisco. Do you think D'Amico sees a little bit of Fred Warner in Aziz Alshire, or who's a good comp for you?
Honestly, I think that he probably sees a lot of himself in Aziz Alshire.
Uh-huh.
I think, athletically, it's a little too ambitious to call Aziz Alshire a Fred Warner. Honestly, it's way too ambitious. Fred Warner is a freak. Fred Warner was at BYU. They had to invent a position for him because Fred Warner was a safety / slot corner / linebacker. I believe they called it the flash position when he was at BYU. And it was built like a middle linebacker. So like I think that's the role he'll play. Like, he'll play the same position as Fred Warner, but I don't think it's fair to just project all of a sudden Aziz Alshire is going to be first team all pro or anything. I think if you look at D'Amico Ryans, D'Amico Ryans was a guy that didn't have ideal size for a middle linebacker, but was a lot more, he was a lot more explosive than Aziz Alshire. But the calling card for D'Amico really was his A, his football IQ, and then B, just his sideline to sideline, just nonstop guy that was a menace all over the field, and a guy who also liked to just lower his shoulder and hit people really, really hard.
Yeah.
Like the kids who only know D'Amico from his press conferences and everything, if they haven't watched D'Amico's highlights on YouTube, would be alarmed at how violent D'Amico was as a football player.
Oh, like, yeah, D'Amico, something's not adding up there, right?
Yeah, D'Amico is the consummate, like, knew how to divide those two worlds. Like, between the lines, he was an absolute antisocial monster. He just relished destroying people physically. And then he steps off onto the sideline, completely different dude. He can divide those in his mind. That's where he's a good role model in a lot of respects, too, is not just as a linebacker, but as a guy that knows how, like, understands the duality of man. You know, you can tap into that. You can tap into that caveman side of you, but then as soon as you step off the football field, you're the perfect gentleman.
Yeah.
I think Azeez Alshire is a lot like that. He's not extremely physically gifted. I don't think he's capable of being as good in coverage as a Fred Warner or a Dre Greenlaw, but as a guy that can be calling the plays on defense and tie everything together and also just hit people with just a certain level of violence, I think that's where he is. So I don't need him to be all pro. I don't need him to be a guy that all of a sudden surpasses everybody's expectations. He just needs to be that solid, steady, technically sound linebacker that A, produces for your football team, but B, is a really good influence for guys like Christian Harris, who is that freakishly gifted physical specimen.
You know, I remember thinking multiple times, you know, watching Azeez Alshire just even last season and specifically against the Texans, this guy's a bitch. Is it possible
like
that,
in a good way?
In a very good way. Yeah. Like, yeah. He's a problem. But is it possible that in this system with D'Amico Ryans that we see I'm not going to say different, but I will say an enhanced and optimized version of Azeez Alshire? And then what does that look like? Because if you already thought this guy was a problem, a disruptor, you know, and maybe you wouldn't classify him as an astounding or an exceptional athlete, but just somebody that does everything the right way and just knows how to execute. Could we see kind of the optimal version of him in this system with D'Amico?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, but you also have to remember that, you know, he played in San Francisco too. So he's already played in this system, and he played Mike and Will at times.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And he was a young player, a younger player, but it wasn't like he commanded a king's ransom at Tennessee. He signed a 1-year deal at Tennessee. And, you know, he talked about that in that interview in Locked On Texans, with the Locked On Texans podcast, where one of the reasons he went to Tennessee at the time was that he had a relationship with Rand Carthon, the GM of the who came over from the 49ers.
Yeah.
So Rand Carthon had a relationship and understood what Azeez Alshire brings to the table above and beyond what you might see on film. And I think that's another reason that after watching him more closely for a year, Nick felt more comfortable with Azeez Alshire. You know, already probably, you know, they tried to sign him the year prior, but the way Azeez talks about it, it almost maybe sounds, and he didn't say this like with any kind of animosity or anything. It might have been as simple as that Nick wasn't quite as sold on Azeez Alshire. And this is complete speculation by me. Maybe Nick wasn't as sold on him as D'Amico was, who D'Amico had spent time with him.
Yeah.
But I think now, having seen him for a year and played against him twice, Nick might have had a different opinion of Azeez Alshire after watching him more closely. So that's again, it's not a knock on Alshire at all. Like, I really, really like the way that he plays. He's old school in a lot of respects.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you've probably already seen the best version of him, which is a really good version in Tennessee. It's just that I'm not looking at him as one of these guys that needs to be a freakishly gifted, you know, all-decade type of player for the Texans.
John Lopez and Brandon Scott in the house.
Howdy.
How you guys doing, man?
Really well. Except I'm a little bit irritated at the power grid still being out, but that's we'll get to that later.
You have power, though.
I have power, but my two sons and their families, both of them have babies, do not, and hundreds of thousands of people are in that same boat.
Yeah.
We're scrambling for power. Like, you got power? Who got power? Who got that power?
Power?
I know. Right? It's kind of a weird feeling.
It's so
kind of like scratching your neck. Like, you got that? You got that power? Like, power fiends.
Who are you reminding me of right now?
Who got that power?
Dave,
man.
Chappelle character. Tyrone Biggums.
Chris
Rock in, wasn't Chris Rock the crackhead in
New Jack City?
Yeah, New Jack City.
Yep,
he was willing to do many things for power.
Yep.
Yes.
Any of that power left?
Yeah.
Who got that power? Hey, John.
Man. Yes,
John,
sir.
John, we brought you up earlier.
I heard that.
Yeah, and Sean and I both agreed that I think I was skeptical of this claim that you made several years ago, but I wanted to be sure I got it right, that you were saying that there was a blind sports radio host
yes.
that you knew of.
Yes, okay. This was back, and I do remember telling you that, but it's been probably 6 or 8 years, I guess. But anyway, back when I was a columnist at the Chronicle, there was a Detroit radio host, and I cannot remember his name, who was like completely blind. I mean, we didn't have vision problems. He was blind, and was a legend up there. I'm sure some of our listeners will remember his name, but he did an incredible job. He was there for decades, absolute decades.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't discount it because I've kind of directly and indirectly worked with somebody mm-hmm. that, you know, does a lot of podcasting in the market.
Yeah.
That I don't know how long they've been blind, but they can sure talk about baseball.
It was incredible to listen to him. I got to know him back when the Pistons were winning championships. So that's how long ago it was.
Yeah.
And I just was, he was incredible. Absolutely incredible.
When they were winning championships in the 80s and 90s?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's been around. He was around a long time.
Oh, man. That's B. Scott, John Lopez. They'll have you from 10 until 2 on In the Loop. What do you guys got coming up on the show?
Oh, man, we're going to do a check-in. That's how we're going to open the show. We're going to make sure we do a check-in on Barrow, see how everybody's doing. I know Lopez has a few things, few frustrations mm-hmm. that he wants to get off. Also, man, I am excited about this Netflix series that's going to focus on wide receivers. We're going to localize that later on in the show.
I saw somebody reference that maybe on social this morning. Is it called Receivers?
Receivers, yes.
Yeah, that's supposed to be starting tonight?
Did you mm-hmm. watch quarterbacks when they did quarterbacks?
I
think it was Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, Mariota was out after like 2 episodes because he got hurt.
Yeah, it did not reflect really highly on Mariota, but I'm really excited about the receivers when they're going to do Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, George Kittle, so they're going to throw tight ends in there, Deebo Samuel, and Amra St. Brown. But we're going to localize that. See, which Texans receiver would you like to see on there? You know, so yeah, we're going to have some fun on the show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.